enough bombs to Israel over fears it would invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, an official says. It marks the first time in the conflict that U.S. President Joe Biden has squeezed military aid to the key U.S. ally. U.S. and Philippine forces, backed by the Australian Air Force, have unleashed a barrage of high-precision rockets, artillery fire, and airstrikes as part of large-scale war drills in and near the disputed South China Sea. It has antagonized Beijing. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Military officials and diplomats watched the display of firepower from a hilltop on Wednesday. Washington and Beijing have been on a collision course over China's increasingly assertive actions to defend its vast territorial claims in the South China Sea. Last year, the Philippines approved a wider U.S. military presence in the archipelago. China opposed the move, which puts U.S. forces across the sea from Taiwan. The Philippines countered it has the right to defend its sovereignty. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hong Kong's Court of Appeal on Wednesday granted an application by the government to ban a protest anthem called Glory to Hong Kong, overturning a lower court judgment that had rejected such a ban because of its possible chilling effect on free speech. The ruling comes amid what critics say is an erosion in Hong Kong's rule of law and individual rights in a crackdown by Beijing. Here's the song being chanted in 2019 protests. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian missiles and drones struck nearly a dozen Ukrainian energy infrastructure facilities on